Now let's say goodbye to a dancer, and to an actor, and to a visual artist. Jeffrey Holder died Sunday of complications from pneumonia. He was 84 years old. Even if you did not know his name, there's a good chance you know his work. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this appreciation.
Most will know him from his famous TV commercials.
7-Up is light and refreshing, crisp and clean, and no caffeine.
Or as the supernatural villain in Live and Let Die. At 6'6", Jeffrey Holder was a towering figure with an extremely fertile imagination. Whether it was costumes or choreography, Alvin Ailey or Broadway, in 1975 he won 2 Tony Awards for costume design and direction for The Wiz. Jeffrey Holder came from an artistic family in Trinidad. In a 1999 NPR interview, he said his father always encouraged creative pursuits.
To have been born in a small island like Trinidad and have a father who allowed his 2 sons to become artists and not doctors and lawyers and pompous and stupid, it took Daddy a lot of guts.
For 59 years, Jeffrey Holder was married to dancer Carmen de Lavallade. The two were an elegant, active presence in New York's cultural life. Jeffrey Holder died on Sunday at a hospital in New York. According to his son, he was dancing up to the last minute in his hospital bed, moving to one of his favorite albums, Bill Evans with Symphony Orchestra. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Wow, it is hard to follow that voice, but Rachel, let's try. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Rachel Martin.